From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of the Avery Glen Crabtree Band.
Well, she walked through the door, never been here before, made a beeline straight for the bar. Down a double shot of whiskey, and she started feeling frisky when she heard that steel guitar. She walked up to the band, with a bottle in her hand, asking me to sing her a song. And brother, let me mention, when she started dancing, we all started swaying along. You gotta roll with it, baby. You gotta slap in your cha-cha-cha. Kick it out and keep it due. Stomp, stomp with your cowgirl boo. Just a shore and all the bodies turning every guy's head around. Every Friday night, if you want to get a ride, hit the dance floor and get busy. Cause there ain't no place in a honky-tonk world like a country girl kicking it up in a city. Watch you dance.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 668th live concert performance.
We would like to take this opportunity to welcome our West Virginia neighbors who are listening to Red Barn Radio on your favorite West Virginia public stations. Red Barn Radio now joins WVPB stations throughout the Mountain State, and it's our hope that you will make us part of your regular radio listening.
Tonight, we present the Avery Glen Crabtree Band. Avery was born in Winchester and was raised in Stanton, Kentucky, with three musical brothers. His father played and still plays bluegrass music, so he learned vocal harmonies such as Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, along with Waylon, Willie, and Haggard. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band.
By coal of an outlaw's creed, she knows the nightlife ain't what she needs. She left salvation in old cheating songs and Spokio ballroom. She feels at home. She says she don't age. Friends just get older. Where in her eyes, I guess it never told her. She finds salvation in old cheating songs. In Spokio ballroom, she feels at home. My baby rides black horses. My baby sings a midnight song. My baby fills her glass with whiskey. Oh, she loves me right by doing me wrong. She says she don't age, her friends just get older. We're in her eyes. Yes, she had never told her. She finds salvation in old cheating songs. In Spokio ballroom, she feels at home. My baby rides black horses. My baby sings. Baby fills her glass with whiskey. Oh, she loves me right by doing me wrong. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wears her heart like an outlaw's gun, quick to the trigger, but nowhere to run. I know I will love her till my dying day. Oh, this old guitar won't make her stay. Baby fills her glass with whiskey. Oh, she loves me right by doing me wrong. Oh, she loves me right by doing me wrong.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee. Tell us where you're from, Avery, and you know, give us a little bit of background on the town where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in a little town called Stanton, Kentucky, Powell County, the Natural Bridge area. My father's from there. Grew up playing bluegrass. My father is a bluegrass player, a phenomenal banjo player and singer. And I have three other brothers who sing also. We all sing. So we get together doing holidays. And we sit down, we'll grab one guitar, and we'll sing a cappella. Gospel, Larry Sparks, Doyle Lawson, good stuff like that, you know. And my family, they're really talented. I got some really talented family members. They love music just as much as I do. Huh. Just so happens they were smart enough not to do it for a living. You know what I mean?
Even for that midnight plane, the border tonight. Guess I thought she'd take the time to come over, say goodbye. After all the years we spent together and all the tears we cried, guess I thought she'd give us one last try. Now she's gone, I was wrong, and now I'm standing on the ground all alone. She's airborne, could have swore that she changed her mind like before. And just why in my mind, how can I have been so blind? Now she's gone, I was wrong, looks like she gone from this time. I set out to find that girl I flew halfway across the state. I'm not a camping man by nature, but I've never had as much as stay. Guess I thought I could win her heart over. Looks like I made a bad mistake. Easy to see she's had all she can take. Now she's gone, I was wrong, and now she's standing on the ground all alone. I'm airborne, I could have swore that she changed her mind like before. Engines wide in my mind, how could I have been so blind? Now she's gone, I was wrong, looks like she's gone for good this time. Airborne, I could have swore that she changed her mind like before. And it's why in my mind, how can I have been so blind? Now she's gone, I was wrong, looks like she's gone from this time. Now she's gone, I was wrong, looks like she's from this
my mother, she is from North Carolina. She's a full-blooded Native American Lumbee Indian tribe. I'm a card-carrying member of the Lumbee tribe.
So all right.
She grew up listening to Motown, you know, Solomon Burke, Otis Redding, stuff like that. And she would feed me stuff when I was young, like John Mellencamp and Steppenwolf and, you know, Otis Redding, stuff like that. Don't tell your daddy I give you this, you know. So I've kind of got a little mix of the bluegrass and soul Motown feel, you know, and grew up playing, loving music, you know. My dad said, son, why don't you go to college? Yeah, I want to play music. I want to play music. That wasn't a very smart decision, but hey, I'm here at Red Barn Radio, though, right?
Yeah, man. Right? This isn't the last compliment I'm going to pay to you tonight, but I hear some Otis Redding coming across in your singing.
Oh, he's my hero. Yeah. He's my hero. One of my heroes.
I
love Otis
that.
Redding.
Who are some of your other heroes?
I'm a huge Del Watson fan. Huh. Dale Watson. I love that Ameripolitan type stuff, like the rockabilly. I love that kind of stuff. And, of course, in Motown, Otis Redding, of course. I got a lot of influences, man. Eddie Shaver, Billy Joe Shaver's son, was my guitar hero for years. And then after he passed away, I kind of got depressed and didn't know who to copy my stuff after. So Brad Paisley come along. Huge yeah. Brad Paisley fan, you know.
Can hear that.
Yeah, I love Brad Paisley. And I'm a big chicken picker.
Who do players like you and Brad Paisley and others who do that chicken picking, who do they nod to?
Danny Gatton.
Albert Lee.
Brent Mason. Johnny Hyland.
Burton.
James Burton. Original chicken picker.
Yeah, right.
Elvis and Roy Orbison. All those guys. There's so many I can't really name them, you know.
Can you break down the chicken pick for us? For people who are listening, it's like, what does that mean to chicken pick?
Chicken picking, you know, you got the sound of a chicken clucking. You know.
Yeah.
So you kind of emulate that with your string sound. You know, you pluck it with your fingers and you get that little. That little plucking sound. It's got that little, we call spank.
Spank.
A little spank to it, you know.
So you got to pick between your index and your thumb.
That's what you call hybrid style.
And then, gotcha. And then your fingernails?
I try to keep my first two here, my middle finger and my index finger, long as possible. But after a while, they'll wear down. And you know, you use your fingernail. Sometimes it depends on your tone, which it's all in your right hand mostly. But use the meat of your middle finger. Do a little more of a kind of swell sound. And you can take that fingernail and dig in like the. Like, you know, just dig in. And the main thing about chicken picking, you can chicken pick with anything, but you know, a Telecaster is like a.
That's what it's made for.
It's a cutting board with strings, basically. You can mistreat this. This actual guitar has been ran over by a car before. It was still in tune.
Telephone is ringing, I'm sitting here beside myself. Gotta find out some way, somehow, I can live without you by myself. If I fight on a Saturday night with your feelings about me, every chance. Yeah, if I drink on a Sunday evening, don't you know, girl, you're the blame. Sitting up here in this spotlight, I can see her smiling my way. When I see her leave with someone else, you know it makes my poor heart ache. If I fight on a Saturday night, put your feet down the pie, may ever change. Yeah, if I drink on a Sunday evening, don't you know, girl, you're to blame. Oh, ain't that a shame? Your feet dance about me ever change. Well, if I drink on a Sunday evening, don't you know, girl, you're to blame. Well, if I drink on a Sunday evening, don't you know, girl, you're to blame. You know that's a shame. Girl, you're to blame. Oh, that shame. Thank you.
a stranger to the program is Carson.
It is great to have you here. We've been knocking around names of all these guitar slingers and guy talk stuff. Tell us about you. Where are you from?
So I'm from a small town in Western Kentucky, Simpsonia, Kentucky. It's about 25 minutes outside of Paducah.
Did you learn to play fiddle at an early age?
Yes. So actually, I'm classically trained. So I started playing classical violin when I was 3. When I was about 8, I decided that I wanted to play country music and bluegrass music. So I started taking from a guy that owned a local Opry near me and really got into bluegrass and country music.
Was that okay with your parents who had invested so much into the Suzuki method?
Yes, I still took Suzuki. They were great with it. They were cool with it. They loved, you know, it's a different atmosphere. After many recitals and sitting in the quiet, it was so new to be in such a bigger venue with a lot of people that weren't so quiet.
Right. And did mom and dad enjoy that?
Yes, they did. I performed at that Opry for like a really long time after I started taking from the guy. I started playing at his Opry. They came to every one of my shows for as long as I can remember, you know.
Oh, all right.
Every weekend, so.
Did you ever do any contest fiddling or anything like that?
Yes, so I competed in a lot of competitions growing up. Clarksville.
Down in Tennessee,
Holiday, yeah. Tennessee. I have some of the greatest friends because of competing in these competitions, and I've met so many people all throughout the country. I have friends in like almost every state, so which is really nice when you travel because you can stay at their house and they don't mind. It's a one-of-a-kind experience, I think, to be able to compete in these types of competitions just because everyone is so good. There's always something else that can be learned, you know, even though you're all playing the same genre of song.
How did you and Avery meet?
I go to school here in Lexington at UK, and back home I played with a guy that used to play in Avery's band. I texted the guy from back home, and I was like, you know, I'm going up to Lexington. If you have anybody that I would like to, you know, that would like a fiddle player in their band, like, please let me know. Like, I'm dying to play music. I'm a sophomore. I didn't really get to play last year much. And I think it was Scotty who texted me, actually. He was like, hey, like, we're playing this gig. Like, we would love to, you know, have you out. And then Avery texted me and was like, yeah, like, come on out. And it was just so, I don't know, just out of, you know, that's something I'd been wanting to do for so long. And finally, you know, somebody had texted me and, you know, it was just awesome. These guys
are
incredible.
Cool.
You say you're sorry for the pain, and you tell me you love me again. Every day you know it's true. Girl, I'm still missing you. You say a broken heart can't heal, but that don't change the way I feel. If you love me, let me know. 'Cause if you don't care, then I'll go. Here we go. Circles again. The way you love me, girl, it must be a sin. The thought that I could stand the pain. And I'm only happy when it rains. Oh, oh, oh. Say a broken heart. Let me know. 'Cause if you don't care, then I'll go. Thank you.
Cause if you love me, let me know. Cause if you don't care, then I'll go. Cause if you love me, let me know. Guess you don't, so now I go.
These songs are from personal experiences, of course, as with anybody. But we were playing a bar one night, and this girl walks in, got her cowgirl boots on, got her little hat on, walks up to the bar, and, well, sure enough, frankly, some old cowboy walks up, and she didn't want to be fooled with. She just wanted to drink by herself. Well, he kept bugging her, and directly she just turned around and just knocked him on his tail. And that was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life at that point. So this is a little song about her.
Somewhere outside Monroe, as she walks through the front door underneath that neon glow. Up walked a cowboy with two drinks in his hand, without missing a word, he asked her for a one night stand. Let me tell y'all what happened next, man. Lean a little closer and put his hand upon her thigh. Yeah, she looked at the cowboy with some fire in her eyes. She drank both the drinks, yeah, and then she slammed down the glass. Then she winked at that cowboy, and then she knocked him on his head. Yeah, she's a heartache with a heartbeat, lady with a heart of gold. Yeah, but when she gets a drinking, Lord, it turns a solid stone. Well, now she's trying it out of memory. The heartache breathe the heartbeat. Boys, just leave her alone. Oh, talk to me, man.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Yeah, she's a heartache with a heartbeat, lady with a heart of gold.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, man, it got her wrong. Oh, yeah, now she's a heartache, breathe a heartbeat. Boys, just leave her alone. Oh. Not in the ocean, ain't enough seas, ain't enough mountains, girl, that I would climb on my knees. There's not enough hours in the year, ain't enough songs, girl, for me to show you how I feel. But if blind love can't see, what you feel for him. You never felt for me. My love can't see the way you look at him. You never looked that way at me. What can I tell you? What you haven't already heard? You're my angel, or the queen of my world. And what I know now is what I should have told you then. Oh, but now I've got to start all over again. But here, my love can see what you feel for him. You never felt for me. My love can see the way you look at him. You never look that way at me. Feel for him. Why won't you feel that way for me? My love can't see the way you look for him. You never looked that good with me.
Being over 40 now, I kind of hit my midlife musical crisis, sort of, thinking,
really?
I'm nowhere. I don't have a genre. I got to have something that I do, that I'm going to be known for, you know? So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do country. But nowadays, with artists like Chris Stapleton, Dollar Childers, people like that, you know, that's out doing the deal.
Sturgill.
They got their thing. You know, and though, you know, Stapleton can do anything. I mean, you sing with Justin Timberlake on some award show, you can do anything.
Yeah.
So, but he's still country. He still has that core.
Well, he's redefined it, you know.
Redefined it, right. And, you know, I love blues and Motown. And
then you look at Sturgill, right? Doing
Sturgill.
All the Motown, incorporating
right.
all the Motown to
right.
what he's doing. He's making right. it happen.
You know, and that really hit me. I was like, you know what? I got to have a niche. I got to have my thing. I can't, you know, and it's hard to book gigs if, you know, well, that guy's Motown. No, he's just country.
Right? Yeah.
You know, and so if I got that and go with it and take this sound that I have and make it better instead of trying to capitalize on the Motown sound or the soul sound or the rock sound, take that country and make it my own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you were talking about country musicians earlier that you like, you mentioned Montgomery Gentry.
Oh, yeah.
Right, his band. And so I have this thing about what I would call mainstream country. What do you like about their thing?
Sort Eddie
like
Montgomery, that? Great guy. And his voice, you get that deep, raw feel. When we call it, that's what I call a feel. You know, it's not really it's nothing learned. You don't learn that stuff. It just comes out that way. It resonates. You know, everybody here has something that's going to resonate with them.
Sounds like what you really like in that artist is the passion that comes through, and which is what we see in
and
you.
And he sings like he talks.
Yeah. And so, you know, that passion is really alive with you. What resources do you channel to bring that passion out?
I'll tell you what. My father, Chester Crabtree, I would be learning songs and playing songs and stuff. And he would say, Avery, he'd say, when you listen to this, when you hear Haggard sing a song or whatever, he said, he sounds like he's lived through that. He said, when you sing a sad song, you got to be an actor to be a singer. You know, you got to act. When I'm singing a sad song, I'm sad. My heart's ripped open. Sometimes I'll get teary-eyed because I take myself to that point. If I'm singing a sad song and you get a chill and you get a tear in your eye, job done. Uh-huh. That's it, you know.
As I recall, on the day we met, those beautiful green eyes I can never forget. Dark hair blowing in the breeze. If you want to know, it brought me to my knees. You smiled at me. I cannot believe that there stands in laughing at me. You turn your head and walk away. I know I'll never forget that day when you looked at me and done some things only a fool would do. I don't know why you still love this fool. We've spoken hard words when we couldn't agree. My pride and anger left when you looked at me. And you smile at me. I cannot believe that there stands an angel crying over me. You turn your head. I know I'll never forget the way you look at me and smile. I never thought I would ever be complete. Here stands an angel married to me. You turn and throw your bouquet away. I know I'll never forget this day when you look at me.
Started off as a cover band, essentially, right? What is the art of playing the cover for creative musicians out there with excellent players and creative artists playing with them? What's the trick for playing covers in a way where you can kind of make the cover your own?
That is the key. Yeah, take a cover and totally make it your own.
I've been loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. Yeah, yeah. You would time. Your love goes cold. My love is growing stronger as a fair grows old. I've been loving you. A little too long. I don't want to stop it now. Yeah, yeah. With you in my life, it has been so wonderful. I don't want to stop now. Yeah. You would time. You want to be it, yeah. My love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. I've been loving you. Was a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Yeah, yeah.
like to thank Avery, Don, Scotty, and Carson, the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and to Nick Lazaroff for our photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up for the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Avery, Don, Scotty, and Carson, the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.